Blog Talk Radio.
Erepto, good evening. Nokamata, yes, I, Salanta, Tina Yistalin, greetings, 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 brothers and sisters, here, 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 Rastafari podcast here on the Monday, second day of the Shabuah, second day of the seven, second day of what is called the week, right here, here, here. I'd like to touch on something that we was going to touch on a couple of Shabuahs, a couple of maybe a strong or two ago. We say the strong, others call it the weak. Rastafari keep it sabbatically strong. And the question is, was Ethiopia the nation that Christ, the black Messiah, spoke of in the Gospels? And we refer to Matthew chapter 21, Matthew chapter 21, verse 43. All right, Matthew chapter 21, verse 43. Once again, the question, the subject matter of the reasoning was Ethiopia. If you may ask, well, why does it say was? As we get into the reasoning, we'll explain that right here, here, here. Was Ethiopia the nation, or might be better said that nation, that Christ, the black Messiah, spoke of in the Gospels? We say black Messiah, the black Christ, Christ in kingdom character, so one won't get confused by Canaanite Christianity, by white Anglo-Saxon Protestant counterfeit Christianity. So here on the Ministry Monday, Midrash Monday, Motivation Monday, here in this Shabuah, and we're in this sabbatical, the 47th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We say the Shabbat Strong, it's the seventh day of the Shabbat, but also the Shabuah. In the Hebrew Shabuah, some would say Shavuah, modern Hebrew Shavuah. The ancient pointing is Shabuah. Shabuah from Shabbat, Shabbat like Sheba, referring to seven, referring to an oath. Also, in a sense, related to covenant, an oath, making an oath to seven, the two sevens clash right here, here, here. We're in the end times of the nations, the end times of the nation state. What does this mean to us as once lost, now found, as the lost sheeple, the lost people of the Beit Yisrael? This means everything. There's work to be done. But the first thing is to hear, give ear, and to hear even the teaching of His Majesty, especially the teaching of His Divine Majesty. So here, 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 going to share more right here, here, here. Hit up your social media, because this is a very, very important point to share. And this kind of builds on the other word sound that LOJ, the Lion of Judah Society, and I, Ross Iadonis, has continually sought to proclaim and to preach. And this is a word from Amos 9 and 7. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Now, that word there is a double-edged sword for good and for that which is not good. Now, why do we say that right there, there, there? Well, we say that because Scripture reveals that. Even in the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, in the Hebrew called Ikev. Ikev. What is Ikev? Ikev means the heel. As we have Yaakov, Yaakov, at the root of Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob is known as the heel grabber. You know that prophecy in Esdras, right? Esdras in the apocryphal books concerning Esau and concerning Jacob, how Esau is the end of the world and Jacob represents that which is to follow, right? Even that new world, even the new age, the Adi Sezemin. And the King of Kings, Kedemali Haile Selassie, the point man of that prophecy right there, there, there. Now, here, 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 for the Monday podcast, let's just get this right here. For the Monday podcast right here, 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 we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 138. Here for this day right here, as we are in a new month, according to Gregorian, here for August 2nd, 2021. According to the 400 years prophecy, we see that we are after the 400 years. But what does the word say in Genesis Genesis chapter 15. The iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So there's that iniquity of the Amorites. So there's still some of the residuals from the 400 years, but it has everything to do with I and I. As the Ikeb, that word in Ikeb. Ikeb is a very, very important Torah reading and feeding, because much within the ancient and even modern Judaism among the Yehudi is based on the Torah, but especially the previous Torah portion. Let's grab the scripts right here before we ride up with the Psalms, the evening Psalm, Psalm 48. Let's just go to the scripts, right, as His Majesty states within that word sound, right, concerning the 10 words called the 10 commandments, His advice. What was His advice to young people? The question was, what is your advice to young people? His advice to all was to fulfill the 10 commandments, the 10 words. So here in 7:12, let's go to 7:12 of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, repetition of the law. Debarim, the Hebrew, the words, and the words there referring to the 10 words, and the 10 words there referring to the word sound, the afeh negus neges, the afeh, the mouth of negus neges, the 10 commandments. So here we have the section reading from the KJV, from low degrees to high degrees, here in the King James Version. And this is the Scofield Study Bible of the Talmudim. Talmudim is the Hebrew for disciple, a Talmudim, because the word comes from lamad, to learn, the learning, study to shew and ourselves approve. Are we that generation? The generation of those who seek His face, the face of the mighty one of Yaakov, even the might and the power of the Trinity. Tedemawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So here, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, this section is called the promise of victory, the promise of victory. This is from the previous Torah reading and feeding, the 46. Here for this 7, we're in the 47th. But just to review and elaborate, as the King of Kings states, we may elaborate and we must elaborate, reason, come make a reason. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, the promise of victory. Wherefore it shall come to pass. That whole phrase right there is summed up in the Hebrew by Ikeb, Wahaya. Wahaya, haya, and it shall be, haya. And haya in the Hebrew is the root part of yod, hey, wehe, yahe, wehe, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And it shall be, and it shall come to pass, wahaya ikev, it shall come to pass on the heels of, it shall follow in consequence of, that if, that's the key word, if, Ikev, if, because, Ikev, the heels of, if I and I all hearken to Shema'ah, to hear, to Shmoon, to these judgments, and keep, and guard, and hedge about, and do them. So here we have the order. Let's read well, but let's understand even better. Let's read well and let's understand well. Wherefore it shall come to pass. Let's chew the food, chew the cud, so to speak. Wherefore it shall come to pass if y'all, speaking to more than one, all of I, hearken to hear to these judgments. To hear ones and ones about judgment. Which judgment? Is it these judgments? To the judgments according to the teaching of His Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, or is it some other malpractice in the world, flesh, satanic decorum? If y'all hearken to these judgments, so first thing first is to hearken, is the Shema, to hear, give ear and hear, and keep, to keep. The word Shamar in the Hebrew means to hedge about. And if you're growing a garden and there's like wild foxes and other animals, you might have some thorns. You put some thorns around about, or maybe a little fence or something like that, just to protect it, to keep. So the first thing is to hear. The next is to keep, to guard. And the next is to do them. Many ones talk about, oh, this is just talk, talk, talk. We got to do something. We got to do this. All you're doing is doo-doo. You're doing doo-doo, right? If we're not hearkening, we're not hearing to these judgments, mishpatim, and keeping them and guarding them and hedging about them. So what Jah say, what the King of Kings say, what he who be, we be, the first power of the Trinity say, should be first and foremost. Don't be hearing about, okay, 42 negative confessions. This is where Moses, you're a liar. You're liars. You're lying. You know that he got it from there. Why? How? Oh, because it sounds familiar or similar. Don't you know there's a difference between a commandment and a confession? 42 negative confessions that later on was called and termed the law of Ma'at, according to the religious precepts of Mitzrayim, which Jah called us out of.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fill the Ten Commandments. Fill the Ten
Commandments. Hear, hearken, hearken, hear this.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on, and elaborate on.
Are you aware? Come, make we elaborate, come make we reason.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows, and accepts this, and accepts this.
The nation.
Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow.
We accept and follow, yes,
I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
You heard, did you hear the Shema, the word, the Abba, and the Goose, and the Gas? That nation, he says the nation, right? Not just historically. We can talk about the history, yes, back in the days and this and that, and all that is a part of our collective heritage. But what about the active? Are we actively? Are we doing it, right? Have we heard it to do it? Have we heard it and protected what we heard and not slipping other things, slipping stuff from ancient Egypt or from different philosophies or ideologies, but first and foremost, the teaching of His Majesty. Wherefore it shall come to pass if, wahaya aikev, because if on the heels of y'all hearkening to these judgments and keeping them and doing them, that Yahweh Eloheka, that he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, thy Elohim, Elohim, Hailahim, thy power, true good, true God, shall keep, shall guard, hedge about, protect to thee I, the covenant and the mercy that he swear to thy fathers, to Inai patriarchs. Very interesting here, because in the first part of the verse, it says ye, y'all. And then it says that Yahweh, hey, Elohei Ka, that he who be, who ye be, thy power shall keep to thee, shall keep to thee, the I. Speaking of us in the indivisible duality, each of us individually. So first speaking to all of I and I. And then he will keep for each of I and I and I and I the covenant and the mercy. You see, to receive mercy, O Lord of his mercy, one must be in that covenant, the covenant and the mercy that he who be who he be, the Almighty, swore to our fathers, to our patriarchs. Of course we love our matriarchs. Some will say our fathers and our patriarchs. Stop that. Stop that. To whom more is given, more is required. Mind up. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. Now note this, he's speaking to I and I, the mind then, but he's also including the womb man, right? The fruit of the womb, the children. Jah calls upon the youth because they are strong, but even with their strength, they must be guided. And the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy keen. The word keen is a plural old English word for cows, right? Thy keen. And the flocks of thy sheep in the land that he sware to thy fathers and thy patriarchs to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. All people. There shall not a male or female be a male or female barren among you or among your cattle. He goes on to say that Yahweh will take away from the eye all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Kemet, that thou knowest up on thee, but will lay them up on all them that hate thee. It's what we can see, that we're in that time. Things are changing, right, in these days and times and the years after 400 years. But we must continue to grow in grace and that knowledge of Yahweh, of he who be who he be, Almighty I. And thou shalt consume all the people that Yahweh Eloheka shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their Elohim, their powers, their gods, their philosophies, their ideologies, whatever they worship, like we are to worship the Almighty's divine majesty. For that will be a snare to thee, a snare to thee, a trap. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I. So let's look at our numbers, even here, give thanks to the brothers and sisters, those in the regular attendance and the hearing and supporting of this ministry, and as others that might get more views or more listens or more likes, and say, wow, they're much stronger than us, they're mightier than us, how can we dispossess, overcome them? He said, don't say. He says, if thou shalt say in your heart, these nations are more than I. We're not to look at things from our own perspective, from our eye, but from the divine eye of the Most High. How can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what Yahweh Eloheka did to Paro and to all Mitzrayim. Let's pause right here about Kemet. You know, many ones and ones who push the Kemet thing, even some Rasta man who got caught up and get caught up in that, right? Because what's popping is a little popular, what other black people might be talking about and everything. We get that right there. But then when he said in verse 15 about the evil diseases, you know that the ancient Egyptians, they studied medicine very well, and they had medical, like the Eber and some of the papyruses, where it talked about how they were seeking to treat all kind of diseases. That way it proves that there were these diseases, and many of these ancient remedies have been studied by modern medicine today, and no doubt has improved medical facilities and other things. That's good right there, but what it proves is the word of Yahweh Eloheinu is true. Why would you have a bunch of medical treaties to treat all kind of diseases, even some diseases that only has begun to really be seen again in these latter days and times? Ain't that interesting right there. But, you know, we can go through this even a little bit more, but we'd like to share that word sound on, was Ethiopia the nation that Christ, the black Messiah, spoke of? Was Ethiopia that particular nation? Here, let's rise up to chant the evening psalm right here. The evening psalm here for the second day of the week, the second day of the strong. People will say, well, the second day, ain't that Tuesday? That's when you're following the ways of the heathen, when you're following the ways of the world, flesh, and satanic sequorum. You know, because they say that, Monday is the first day, and, you know, they confuse us. Sunday, what's called Sunday, is the first day. So right here, we have evening psalm. We're going to write up with a psalm and then share a little bit more. Well, let's start out with Prince Farai. Prince Farai, rise up the chant. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 48. Yes, I.
Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo is the king's assembly. They pass by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seas, the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before, yea. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its nation, for joy, and the whole earth, Lord. Is Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel yard. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we have heard every scene the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, Yah. Yeah.
The old ship of Zion, yes, sir. Rasta Farai, Prince Farai, here, here, old ship of Zion.
I was lost. I was lost in sin sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. On board and follow me. Tis the old
ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion.
Tis the old
ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
I got on board the ship of Zion.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister.
for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
The rest of Yeshua rise. Kadamawi Hala Selassie.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Selassie.
The whom praises is due forever.
Old ship, that old ship of Zion, all aboard. Calling, calling, calling. Check out the live stream right here, here, here. Going to ride out with... Was Ethiopia the nation that Christ spoke of in the Gospels? Here, here, here. Stephen Marley, Damon Marley, tight ship, gotta run a tight ship. Yes, I rise to fly.
Still my heart has love. Oh, my head's anointed with the powers of love. Though the wicked persecute I with envy and grudge. Oh, my head's anointed. Hey, there is no room for mistake. For sure, get the room, sweep the place, oh clear our space. There is no room for mistakes, mama said. Sailing the tight ship for sure, get the room, sweep the place, oh clear our space, yeah. Though the wicked persecute I, still my heart. Persecute I with envy and grudge, but my head's anointed. Hey. There is no room for mistakes. With sailing a tight ship for sure, get the broom, sweep the place, oh clear our space. There is no room for mistakes, Papa said. Sailing a tight ship for sure, get the broom, sweep the place, oh clear our space, hey. Let's get this ship up and drinking, speaking, spanking, yes. All hands on deck, I said, don't let me sail again. Let's get this ship up and drinking, speaking, spanking.
With me, we are it. Some of them are all outside, them full of beer, envy and malice. Some of them are get bad mind and saying those are rag and malice.
Bless the Lucha, bless the no man curse Babylon is
all. All right, now gossip for them all that work there watching who's working the hardest. Cause I'm a jump at anything that's ruffling the grass. And them never yet grudge the other preachers of the power.
Watch your reapers, watch your soul, don't be surprised and we are.
Home and fuck it up at this seat, I will rust in my wallet. Two cinnamon not perfect, but our clothes are always flawless. One room at a time is where the shocker, where the polish.
Lentiness is godliness, so keep it clean, make godless.
Welcome this sweeping up his pot, get rid of filthiness and garbage. Cause buckle as I walk the plank, give them no up full like what's honest. Office of a boarding ship is heading to the land of promise.
Let's clear our space, there ain't no, no, no.
Yeah.
Discipleship, yes I, discipleship, yes I, Rastafari. Razia, Stephen Marley, and Damian Marley with Tight Ship, riding up from Old Ship of Zion, and Prince Farai, the evening psalm, Psalm 48, right here, 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 Mavado on the ship team right here, discipleship team right here, and also the Torah reading and feeding, the promise of victory, I and I overcome, yes, I, Mavado.
Overcoming, huh? Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No, 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 the genius again shall overcome, shall overcome, must overcome, we must overcome. So me and praises, I hope you come, we pray. So my God, they lay your earth outside. From the friend that said they love me when I know them lying. My pray for the godly youth, but I know them crying. Babylon, I shoot it on them, I tell me a lie. My pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava, that hard for fry. Now living on the old days, that hard for try. Me ask my mama, eat bacon, that hard for buy. So we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome, we must overcome. Say get a youth of money overgone.
Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Them no lock off the sound and lock me in no station. With music a full nation. I it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we
shall overcome. Shall overcome.
I'm tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in a them bed. I'm tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me a talk for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We
the nation. It's interesting, as
We're going to ride up on the theme of Ethiopian nation that Christ, the Black Messiah, spoke of in the Gospels, and bring forth the scriptural and the historical biblical proof right there, and the word sound of the King of Kings in that particular interview. But let's ride up more with today's, the evening psalm here for the second day of the Shabbat, the second day of the seven, known as Monday, the second day right here, the evening psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Let's ride up the royal Amharic, the Amharic, plus the KJV Targum, the Targum, the interpretation. Here on the Bauer Dove Circoxin classic rhythm.
Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right? Do it.
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenev Arbasin. Bahulatanya Sambat Yakorel Jochiam Sidana Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Korah
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever.
Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Okay, so right here, let's ride up right here. Been sharing around some of the meme and the posts for this audio right here. I'm going to share it for the 45th sabbatical study, but here this is for the fifth book here, Devarim. And the question, the reasoning came forward, Ethiopia. Ethiopia was the nation, that nation that Christ spoke of in the Gospels. Now we're circling the meme, asking the question, because some say no, some say nay. So we're going to present the facts and the evidence for yay, yay, yay. So here, let's just ride up with this right here. Brothers and sisters and brothers, give ear.
Yes. The King Messiah, the Black Messiah, Christ and his kingly character, is all descriptions of he who be who he be. His advice to us, to I and I, especially to the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, and the Israelites at home and abroad, the Israelites of Ethiopia, and to all people, especially to the youth. See, the question was this right here, and we have this in the Gohem. If you don't have a copy of the Gospel of H.I.M. Haile Selassie I, Haile Selassie First, Book 1, look in the description. We'll put a link in description of this vlog, this vid, for a copy, to get a copy of it, because this is important, very important, as we're speaking about the Ten Commandments here. We're in the fifth book of Moshe in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, elect of God, yes, I, the Root of David, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. In this fifth book here, known as the Orit Ze Dagim, in the Royal Amharic, the Orit. Orit is the Ethiopic way of referring to the Israelites of Ethiopia. Let's emphasize that right there. Not just speaking just about just the Ethiopians, but the Israelites and the covenant-keeping Ethiopians. We know there is a judgment for all, whether they are Kol Yisrael or whether they are not. But especially to that nation, he says that the kingdom will be taken from you, speaking to the B'nai Yisrael, to the Israelites, or this is in Matthew's Gospel, and given to a nation bearing the fruits thereof. I know to some Israelites that they don't like the sound of that, but it's just the truth. The truth is maybe offensive, but it is not a sin. It's not uckery. It's just the reality. So yes, the kingdom was taken from the B'nai Yisrael. Need we go here? I think we need to go here first and foremost, because this is important in this particular quote right here that we would like to zoom in and to emphasize and to elaborate as we build on what are the Ten Commandments, what's called the Ten Commandments, and why are the Ten Commandments a pseudonym, a pseudo, a false, or false, you know, name, nomos, neem, according to the etymology of that word, pseudonym, pseudonymously called, falsely so-called. Actually, the other ten words in the previous vlog and vid here in the little series, a little series on this important subject matter to just get to the roots. This is the real roots of Rastafari, speaking about the called, the chosen, and the faithful according to the teaching of his imperial majesty. Give us the teaching of his majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Don't be telling us about 42 negative confessions like we're foolish, like we're fools or something, thinking that, well, commandments came from a confession. We know the difference between commandments and confessions. Now, people say, well, they sound similar. Well, if I see on a wall painting somebody wearing sandals and the ancient Mitzrayim, B'nai Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemetiyu, the Kemetics were the first to engrave, you know, we have an old engravement of sandals there. Are we to assume that no one else in the world had sandals? You know, what a scandal. But first thing and foremostly, here, when we're speaking about nation, when we're speaking about the Israelites, some of the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia. And the Kibra Neges has a witness, a very reliable witness, and there are other witnesses. There's 3,000 plus years of history, historical documentation. Others, other nations also have testified to those Israelites of Ethiopia. And it was those Israelites of Ethiopia that maintained the Solomonic dynasty, the Davidic throne in Ethiopia, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we also have testimony of this as well in the Bible. It's very, very clear, though some ain't right Israelites want to deny that, but it's nothing new because there's a difference between the 10 northern tribes who did not recognize and rebelled against the house of David and against the throne of David. This is why the last of the Jedi, so to speak, the Judahites, was the black Jews or the Yehudi, the Jews of the southern kingdom, right? And then the connection with Ethiopia and what we know as a geographical location called Ethiopia is within the promised lands, according to Bereshit. That's the first book of the Bible called Genesis chapter 15. In Genesis chapter 15, it speaks, I think it's verse 18, from the river Euphrates to the river of Egypt. And if you study the maps, you'll see that the river of Egypt, called the river of Egypt in the upper part, but then the lower part in inner Ethiopia, inner Africa, inner Tobia, the Titiophia, right, in Africa, is connected with the Gion River. And what's interesting is that even right now with the GERD, the Grand Ethiopian, the Renaissance Dam, there is wars and rumors of war because of this Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam that Ethiopia and the other African nations, black African nations, have finally decided to build and have built and are filling right now. There is potential war and rumor of war with Egypt, with this latter-day Egypt, right? And this is also interesting because we have in the Word, in the Scripture, there's prophecy concerning Egypt and Pharaoh, even these latter-day pharaohs, so to speak, who would oppose and fight against Jah's people, his covenant-keeping people. But in order for Jah, Jehovah, Hashem, the Most High, to be on our side, we need to be on his side, right? And this means within the covenant and covenant keeping. His Imperial Majesty was asked this right here by Dr. Hoffman, and this is a quote here from the Gohim. We call it the Gohim, or the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty as an acronym, Gohim. You know, the G-H-I-M, the G-Him, Gohim, right? The Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, Book 1. And to get a copy of it, look in the description. Description, we'll have it in the description. Here on page 153, we have a transcription of the Lutheran Hour, the 1968, quote, Christmas Day, end quote, interview of Gurmawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, as interviewed by Dr. Oswald Hoffman. This interview was said to have taken place on December 25th, 1968. And here on page 153, Dr. Hoffman, he asked, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days? Now, some will try to argue you on Christian, and you know, we know that the followers of the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri, were called Nazarenes. And later in Antioquia, in Antioch, which is actually connected with Constantinople and the place they call Turkey, the ancient land of the Hittites, right, or Asia, right, some say Asia Minor, so to speak, we know that it's from there that they were called Christianoi, right? But we're speaking chiefly about the faithful Nazarene. So as a mature, key word here is mature. Have you a special word? A special word. Word. Every time I hear the word, the word, the word. Have you a special dabar? A special kal, a special dabar, a special word for young people of these days. Gurmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie I, he says this, on this occasion, I address all those within our empire. Our Christianity, our way of being Cristiano of Nazarene, is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Again, my advice to all, because he was asked about a special word for young people, His Imperial Majesty answered, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. The Black Messiah, the King Messiah, Christ in his kingly character upon the throne of great King David, his reply, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Now note that this is based on the translator translating. He spoke within the royal Amharic, Lasana Nagus. But he goes on to say, according to this translation, you are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, which we know is the Ten Words, the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor, little note here, the word emperor in the Amharic, in the royal Amharic, in that pure language that we turn to his people from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, is Negus Neges, Melaka Melakim, right, the King of Kings, King of Kings, I am the King of Kings. So if the nation for which I am the King of Kings follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe, I would admit as truth, our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Now, because of the whitewash and because of counterfeit Christianity, Christian and Christ and Christian gets a bad name. And one thing we have to recognize, especially as Israelites and as Israelites of Ethiopia, this is what we of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews represent, the Israelites of Ethiopia over the past 3,000 2,000 plus years. And the history, the witness, the testimony, the faith, and the covenant keeping. Now this is very interesting because in 1968 his response was, my advice to all is to fulfill the Esaret HaDebarim, the Asertun HaKalat, the 10 words, the 10 commandments. Now, what about this nation? What about this nation? So as we did with the 10 words, here we're going to use this interlineal software. It's known as My Sword. Ye Ethiopians also. So we're going to look up right here, nation and fruits. Nation and fruits. There's three references right here. There's three references right here. Right. There's three references right here. Right. Let's just go to the three references that we have for nation and fruits. And the reason being is because of His Imperial Majesty's answer to Dr. Hoffman when he says, on this occasion, I address all those within our empire. Note the word empire, right? Empire means there's a lot of nations. There's many nations, right? Even many kings and kingdoms underneath or within that empire. He says, all those within our empire. Our Christianity, Christina, our way of the Nazarene, is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Stay tuned for more of the elaboration on the Ten Commandments and the Ten Words. But here's the key that we zoom in on, the final portion of his statement to his answer to Oswald Hoffman as a mature Christian, a mature Nazarene, have you a special word for young people of these days? He says that Garmawi Nugusenegesh, His Imperial Majesty, says the King Messiah, the Black Messiah, Christ in his kingly character, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Garmawi Hatzalasi says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, Nugusenegesh, Melech HaMelakim, the King of Kings, follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Now, that's a key, that's a very key point, because we see that Ethiopia today, the latter day, since the godless and creeping coup, since the great transgression against the King of Kings circa 1974-75, the apostasy, the falling away, we see that Ethiopia today basically is historically Christian, but not as actively Christian as it was in the 3,000 plus years preceding. But concerning the nation, because he says right here, if the nation for which I am the emperor, the Nugusenegesh, the Nigus of the Negesh, the King of Kings, the Melech HaMelakim, the King of Kings, follows and accepts this. Follows and accepts what? Follows and accepts the Asertun K'alat in the Royal Amharic, Asertun K'alat, 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words. This is what the, quote, 10 commandments are called. But we find that both in the Masoretic and the better Hebrew manuscripts, we have the 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim. We have in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who has prevailed to open the book. We have in his book, it matches, Asertun K'alat, 10 words, 10 words. So what about the nation? If the nation. So how do we get this connection with Ethiopia, what is called Ethiopia, also referred to sometimes as Abyssinia, Abyssa, sometimes referred to as Habasha, Al-Habasha, Al-Habasha, as the Arab, Arabia, you know, the Arabs would refer to, or those who claim to be Latter-day Arabs, we refer to. Or we also have Cush in a biblical, a Hebrew Bible sense. First quote is Amos 6 and 1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Uh-oh, Zion. Now, we refer to Ethiopia as being the gates of Zion, some silly, ignorant, or intentionally deceptive Israelites. They say, oh, Ethiopia is not Zion, it's not the gates of Zion, because they just don't know. They're looking at a land, you know, what is called a land, a place on land, but they're not recognizing the fuller point of reference of Zion. Zion, what was Zion? What and where was Zion? Zion, or Zion, was the castle that Dawid took back from the Yebusawi, the Jebusites. And that became the seat of the Davidic, you can say the Davidic kingdom, the house of David. So wherever the people and the Ark of the Covenant is, that is David's seat of government. That is the divine seat of government. See, this is what they either don't know or they are willingly ignorant of, as the New Testament speaks about those Israelites that have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. We of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Ethiopians, right, the Ethiopians who have accepted that Israelite covenant within the highlands of Ethiopia in the fulfillment of that word we have in Psalm 87, verse 4, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. We have that as well in Psalm 68:31. And see, these are verses and prophecies in the scripture that have their fulfillment and are also still within the fulfilling. But it says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. See, so you have to define what and where is Zion, what and where is Zion. Zion is the seat of the Davidic government, the Davidic kingdom, the throne of David, along with the connection as almost like the wedding ring, so to speak, would be like the Ark of the Covenant. And we already have affirmative evidence, you know, for thousands of years, right, that proves it. I mean, even there's a quote that one of the Haberim brother who wrote Rastafari over Illuminati and Ethiopia, the new Israel, brother Ross John Farai, that particular book there, he has sent a post on, I think, the IG. We'll probably try to do a video on that as well, where some of the latter-day European Jews, the latter-day Jews, Oshkosh, Ashkenazi Jews, where they were appealing to His Majesty, saying that it's time now to, you know, return, like, the Ark to Israel during the days of the visible reign. And he said that you are correct in principle, but the time is not yet. So that this is also another proof concerning the Ark's presence in that biblical country called Ethiopia. And the Ark also is referred to as Zion, as Zion. So we're talking about the Ark, Zion, the house of David, the real Beit Dawid, house of David, the Davidic government, the Davidic seat, because David will never lack a man to sit on his throne until all those things are fulfilled. This is why we say Kadamawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the first, the last king of kings upon the throne of David, because we are in a very prophetic fulfillment time, even right here in 2020, the year after 400 years. But Amos 6 and 1 says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion and Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the Beit Yisrael, to whom the Beta Israel, the house of Israel came. To whom who? The Beit Israel. This is an interesting prophetic word right here. Even in its Rhema right now application concerning the Israelites of Ethiopia. All right? But let's go on right here. Here's the epicenter verse right here, Matthew 21:43. Now, it's a red letter, and we know from our studies and, you know, Bible class, and this appears to be quite true, that the red letter areas in the scripture in the Bible are Rovenu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Ha'adon, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, speaking. The Bain Elohim Chayim, the Son of the Living Power, speaking. Here, Matthew 21:43, red letter. Therefore, say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, shall be taken from you and given to a nation. A what? A nation. A who? A nation. It will be given to a denomination of Christians. No, a nation. It would be given to some religion. A nation. Be given to a nation. Note the word here. It says the kingdom. The kingdom. The throne of David represents the kingdom. So thus, even this link and this connection right here, here, here. The throne of David. The throne of David representing that kingdom, right? Representing that kingdom, the throne of David and the occupant upon the throne of David. Let's return to the verse here. So we have Matthew, Mateo, right? Yeah, Mateus, Wengel. We have the gospel according to Matthew 21:43. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. So here we read this, but let's get us some comprehension, because many ones, others can read this, and some can say, oh, they got another interpretation, but let's see who has comprehension. See, reading comprehension is very important. Let's look at this verse in its fuller sense. So here we are in Matthew chapter 21. Let's get our hard copy right here. Gonna turn the hard copy. Take a moment right here. Matthew, right? Matthew chapter 21. So what's going on here? Who is he speaking to? Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? We got a little bit of an idea by reading the verse here, what it's speaking about. This is contained in Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21 is sometimes seen as the king's public offer of himself as king. The king's public offer of himself as king. All right? We say more as the Lord. The Son is the Lord of lords. The Father is the King of kings. But let's go on. Here we have the parable of the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. It begins in verse 33, right here. Let's scroll here to verse 33. So when we get to verse 33, we have the parable, the mashal. In the Hebrew, it's known as the mashal. The mashal, Royal Amharic, misale, mashal. The mashal, the parable of the householder, the one who is the holder, the owner of the house, the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. May we read this right here? It says, hear another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard and hedged it about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. Went into a far country. Verse 34, and when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. Now, here's what's very interesting concerning this, because remember, this parable here is speaking about the kingdom. Verse 35, and the husbandmen took his servants and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Now, in the context here, Ha'adon Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ here, Rovenu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, he's speaking of these other religious, Jewish, Judaic, the Pharisees, the scribes, the rest of it. It's like today we talk about like the Orthodox priests, the evangelical bishops, the pastors, you know, the leaders of religion. They're the husbandmen. They're the husband, because the husbandman is basically one who's like a farmer, and they are working now for the householder. The householder is like the owner of the whole thing, the owner of the vineyard, the owner of the land. And so it says that he basically built this, he did this, the wine press, the tower, and then he lent it out, right? He put others in charge. He went into a far country. Is this similar to the ascension of HaMashiach Yeshua and leaving behind, right, leaving behind his servants, right, to serve the interest? We know that the vineyard, the wine press, these are also mashals, parables, right, of the world and of those in the world and the true seed, we say the true followers, the true believers, you know, the true, we say Israelites, right, as well as the true ones from other nations. The husbandmen are the ones, husbandmen are like the past, your pastors and preachers, the denominational leaders. And the husbandman took his servants. In the first application, it was what happened to the servants of Yeshua HaNotri, to Yeshua of Nazareth, to the Nazarenes, later to be called Christianoi. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. This reminds I and I of what happened to the called chosen faithful Rastafari, right, who are proclaiming the kingdom. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David. And many of them they beat, they killed, and they stoned. But let's go on to verse 36. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. If we notice the history of what is called Christianity, commonly called in the Western Gentile sense, we see this happening. We see this happening. We see the persecution of true followers, of true Nazarenes, true followers of Christos, of Moshiach, of Christ, both among the Israelites, the Judahites, and we the black Jews, as well as amongst other peoples and other nations. But the epicenter here is speaking of his people, speaking of the Israelites. But last of all, he sent to them his son. Uh-oh. So we see the context here, the Bein Elohim Chayim, the son of the living God, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is of course giving likeness to what is happening and what was to happen and what has happened to those who were true followers and believers of his son, Yeshua Bein, saying, they will reverence my son. Now, reverence is an interesting word. We look in the Royal Amharic, we have tefera, that word for reverence, which is likened to the Hebrew word tiferet. We have tiferet in the Hebrew, tiferet. But here you see that last of all, he sent to them his son, saying that, well, maybe they didn't accept the servants. Now I'm going to send my son to them. Now, this is what happened to the prophets with the Israelites. He sent prophets to them, and even with the Judahites, right, of the southern kingdom, he sent prophets to them. And because the prophets didn't prophesy the things they wanted to hear, like many of I and I, when we proclaim, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Haile Selassie the First, this is not what many of the Christians want to hear. This is not what many of the ain't right Israelites want to hear, right? And we see many of their hostile reactions to that proclamation. Verse 38 says, but when the husbandmen saw the son, the husbandmen are the ones who are supposed to be over the vineyard. You know, like in the sense of the Moshiach's first application of this, this is to the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sanhedrin, the so-called Yehudi and Jewish leaders. And we're talking about black and brown people, just to note that for the record. And when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. Now, how do we know that this is speaking of the once lost, now found, the black and brown sheep, or even 2,000 years ago? It's because of the psychological profile. Notice what we as black folks say, why black people always kill, we kill our own, those who want to do something good for us. We don't see this among other people. Yeah, occasionally they do this, but we do this by, it's like force of habit. Until you are born again, it's like just embedded in that unregenerate nature. So we can see that these are black and brown people because the other so-called Jews, the latter-day Jews, the Ashkenazi and the European Jews, they don't do this to themselves. Note that. Check. They don't do this to themselves. The converted Jews of latter-day times, they don't do this. So who does this? We, the black people, the Israelites, the Jews, the Judahites, ethnic Yisrael does this. And still be doing, we does what we does. And when the husbandmen saw, that's the religious leaders, the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. But we find that they did this, the Roman Catholics and Mussolini attempted to do this to the greater David, the greater son, with the fascist invasion of Ethiopia. The prophecy being fulfilled. But here we find that the direct reference to this is what happened to the Moshiach Yeshua. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. Is this not what the Yehudi, the Jews, the ethnic Judahites, the black people called Jews did? And isn't this what they does too? Verse 40, when the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? When the Lord, therefore, the one who's the Lord of the vineyard, the husbandmen work for the Lord, the pastors and the preachers, right? They work for who? The Lord, right? They said, the Lord said. But do they do what the Lord says? All right? But what will he do to these who have done to his what they did? They said, the disciples, the Talmudim, that's the Hebrew phrase, Talmudim. That's the word for disciples, Talmudim, the Hebrew word, Talmudim. All right, give us a teaching, give us a Talmud of Yeshua, the teaching of Yeshua. Roveinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis. They say to him, notice what it says, they say to him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. And this is what happened in 70 A.D., dry your eye. Recognize reality. This is what happened to our people in 70 A.D. with Titus and Vespasian destroying the temple, killing many of the Judahites, the Jews, sending many into captivity, some fleeing southward into Ethiopia with other Israelites, where the Israelites ruled upon the Davidic throne in the covenant, having the Ark of the Covenant. But to those wicked man, what will he do? He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen. So you hear some of the Israelites lamenting, oh, the white people and the Christianity, all they're doing is giving you a deflection like their forefathers did before. So the reason why we had Christianity or Christ, notice we have black pictures, icons, hundreds, even some thousands of years ago, of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, of his mother, of the apostles, of the prophets. Even in countries where we know that the majority of the people there were not so-called, quote, African or black people, but were even European and white people. So these are the other husbandmen, right? As well as within black, we could say Africa and Ethiopia, to other husbandmen who shall render him the fruits in their season, in their appointed times. Going to verse 42. And Yeshua said to them, Didn't y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, And it is marvelous in our eyes. So here Christ is referring to the Messiah, HaMoshiach, Yeshua. Roveno is referring to what scripture are you referring to? Psalm. Isn't that Psalm 118? That's Psalm 118? I think it's Psalm 118. Isn't it for Psalm 118? In the scriptures. So the psalm is scriptures. So here to prove his point, Roveno Yeshua points to the scripture that we know as the psalm. Let's just bring this up right here. We're going to go to our hard copy right here. Psalm 118. Let's go to Psalm 118. And he quotes the stone. He says, did y'all never read in the scriptures? Did y'all never? Didn't y'all read in the scriptures? Verse 22, Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone the builders refused is become the head, the Rosh is a Hebrew word. We have in them hark as Ras, the Rosh, the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's, Jehovah's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. That's verse 22 and verse 23 of Psalm. So is the Psalm scripture? We give you 2 points of reference for the Israelites in Ethiopia and for the black Messiah, and you refuse it. We give you Psalm 87, verse 4, and Psalm 68, 31. Did y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head, the Rosh of the corner. This is Yahweh, this is Jehovah, Adonai's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And now, this here brings us now to verse 43. This brings us here to verse 43 that reads, therefore, whenever you see therefore, recognize what the therefore is therefore. Because of what he just said. He said, because of that, quoting Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23, he says, therefore say I to you. So who is he speaking to? Who is Yeshua speaking to? In St. Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage or Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua two disciples, right? So here he is speaking, right? Well, that's the first part of the chapter, and Yeshua, verse 12, he went to the temple of God, right? And he cast out those that were in there, right? And then he left them, and he went to the city of Bethany, right? And then in verse 23, and when he was come into the temple. So in verse 23 of this chapter, Matthew 21, 23, he was coming to the Hekal, the temple. The chief priests and the elders of the people came and said to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Who gave you this authority? Right? They ask us the same questions, right, concerning the King of Kings. And we show them the history, show them the roots, show them the truth. And still they act like they don't understand it. And Yeshua answered and said, and he's going to ask, he says, I will also ask you one thing. So here, the context here is he is still in the temple. So Yeshua said these words here in Matthew 21:43 when he was in Ha-Hekal, when he was in the Hekal, the Hebrew, the Hekal of the temple, right, the Beit Mikdash, right, in the house of the holy, right, and they reasoned among themselves. And he gave them two parables. He gave them the parable of the two sons, right, one concerning the sons, the one son, and the other concerning the other son. Remind me of Shlomo, of Solomon, right? He had one son, his firstborn, right? Ben Hakim, Ebna Hakim, known as David II, also called Menelik, and he had the other son, Rehoboam. He had Rehoboam. Remember the two sons? And then he gave them the parable, the mashal of the householder. And that's what we're at right here. That's what we just read right here. The parable of the householder. Right? And it says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. So the kingdom will be taken from the Judahites, the last of the Jedis, right, the Judahites, because the Israelites, the 10 tribes, had already gone into Assyria, had already gone into captivity, had already gone, you know, remember, the Judahites also went into captivity for 70 years in Babylon, right, and then the remnant returned with Nehemiah, Nehemiah, and Ezra had returned to rebuild the temple and to also rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. That's in the books known as Ezra and Nehemiah, right? So now from that, you say, group of Yehudi, the returned ones, right, do we have leading forward to the A.D., you know, what they call the first century time, and leading forward right here. So now Yeshua Ha'adon Adonenu is speaking, our Lord, our Adon is speaking to who? The chief priests and the elders of the people. Like speaking to the religious authority, the archbishops, the bishops, you know, the generals, the captains of style, you know, speaking to the same folks, right? It's like when we're speaking to many of the different Israelites, right, their chief people, right, and saying this word connects right here with Ethiopia and the Israelites of Ethiopia from the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the time of Solomon the king, straightforward, right, to other periods of time when faithful Jews, Yehudi, black and brown Jews, found their way into that Israelite kingdom. So the Israelites have, and we had, a kingdom in Ethiopia. The Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. Now, see, this probably should be the title of this particular vlog right here, but the Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. So he says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of God. So remember, the throne of David is called the throne of Jehovah, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, if you please. So the kingdom of God shall be taken. So the kingdom, so we see about the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We see about the Davidic and the Solomonic dynasty. We see about the Ark of the Covenant. We're all speaking about Ethiopia because of the Israelites in Ethiopia. We're not talking about the other tribes and the other people, you know, whether they're Cushite or Hamite or whatever. No, we're talking about the Shem. The kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from the Yehudi, from the Jews, even from our people. We can say we the black Jews or the Judahites of that time 2,000 years ago, and done what? And be given, right, and given to a nation. It would not be given to a religion. It would not be given to a denomination. Right? It was not given to the Israelite School of Universal Practical Knowledge. It was not given to the IUIC. It was not given to these or those. It was not given to, you know, this church denomination or to that church denomination. It was not given to none of them. I'm talking about from this present time, we could go all the way back to the time that Adonenu spoke these words right here. So it's given to what? Given to who? Given to a nation. A nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Let's go to the next verse right here. And whosoever shall fall on this stone. Now see the word about this stone here also now connects with Daniel's prophecy in the Ancient of Days. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. We have that historically. How many times did Christian heathens, right, did Christian heathens try to attack those Christian Israelites, so those Israelites in that covenant of Christ, of the Messiah, in the geographical location called Ethiopia? And what happened to them? Right? They were broken. Right? Whoso shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. This is the words of Adonainu, of our Lord, of Robeinu, right? Our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis. Yeshua HaNotri is our rabbi. It's very clear in the scripture. Rabboni, remember that? And when the chief priests and Pharisees, when the religious authorities of the Jews, the Yehudi, when they had heard his mashalim, his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Another reason why they sought to kill him. Right? Another reason why they sought to kill him. And when we're speaking about they, we're speaking about black and brown people. Right? And it should be very clear, both the fact that the other Jews, the European Jews, right, their history as Jews does not extend as far with evidence as we have for the black Jews, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Limba, and other ones. I mean, it's just very clear. You know, that should be very clear there. Whatever this Archbishop of Ethiopia had said in that BBC interview with Zanai Badawi, you know, it's his own personal opinion. He believed that the Jews are white people, whatever, or the Israelites, he's wrong. He's just clearly wrong. And he's actually contradicting Ethiopia's ancient testimony. Now, I know there's some scurrilous documents that try to say, oh, well, the Israelites were white or the angels were white. It says that they were arrayed in white and that they were ancient people. They were those who were gray-haired as well because they mistranslate a lot of the translations, and we have gone into these translations. But we'll get into that hopefully as we need to. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they did what? They feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. That means that this word that he was speaking, they knew was going to come to pass. Right? It's interesting that those who were in the leadership, who had something to be gained by holding themselves out as, you know, the leaders, they were the chief priests, they're the big leaders of even the Israelite denominations and of the church denominations and all of that. He said he wasn't going to give anything to them. He was going to give it to who? He's going to give it to a nation. And we declare to you, based on this word right here, right, based on this word. Now, there was another word, too, with the nation. Let's go right here with... Here we go right here, and that other word was this right here. In the midst of the street, Revelation 22 and 2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, the Eitz HaChaim, which bear 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Another very important rhema, prophetic word of the Rastafari, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, are the Rastafari that bear witness in word and in deed to the teaching of His Majesty. And the teaching of His Majesty is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, fulfill the Ten Words. Fulfill the Ten Words. So once again, to the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, where His Imperial Majesty says these words right here, let's bring this up right here. Boom. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Shall we elaborate on it now that we are clear on what His Majesty has said, where He says, if the nation, and we're on page 154 of the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty. Look in the description. In the description, you want to get a copy of this on page 154. He says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, we don't have that terminology in Amharic, right, or even in Hebrew, the terminology that we have is king of kings, for which I am the king of kings, because empire has other kings and kingdoms, but there's one who is the king over all those kingdoms and the king who is over all those kings. And the Davidic heir, the one who sits upon the throne of David, right, and the Solomonic dynasty, that Israelite kingdom established in the territory called Ethiopia, this is what we're speaking of. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, follows and accepts this, since it's what I also accept and follow. Now, some will say, oh, well, he said he follows it. How can you say, you know, he's divine or he's God and such, and don't even try to bring up emanation philosophy because you don't even know what you're talking about if you don't look it up. You need to look it up. His master didn't deny his being the anointed. How can he deny that he is anointed? Every true Israelite king upon the throne of David in that biblical land called Ethiopia was anointed because it's according to what is written. Even that copy, that Mishnah HaTorah, that copy of the Torah, of the directions, instructions, as well as having the priests, the ark, the descendants of Azariah, right, and Zadok, those priests there from such a time, over 3,000 years. And the historical witness is heavy, heavy evidence. So we have the nation. That nation that bore, that brought forward the fruits thereof. At one time, Ethiopia was that nation. And this is the point. This here, beloved, this is the point that we have been seeking to make, that we have made, and hopefully ones can do their own due diligence, right, to study, to shew themselves approved. So it's all connected with these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words. Now, stay tuned for a further elaboration. As His Majesty says, He says, Karmawi Nagus Neges, you are aware of the content. We must ask the question, are y'all aware of the content? Are you truly and duly aware of what are the contents of what is called the Ten Commandments, the Asertun Kala, the Esaret HaDebarim? Are you aware of the contents? May we elaborate? Shall we elaborate on them? Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. This is your Wendem, your Ach Yadon. This is Yadon. This is Raz Iyadinos Teferi. Ye Yehuda Moa Anbesa Machaber. L.O.J., Lion of Judah Society, L.O.J.S., yes, Rastafari. Get a copy of the Gospel of Him, more very important information. The fuller transcript of the Lutheran interview is also contained therein. We were reading from page 153 to 154, and we're going to get into a further elaboration, right, on what are the contents, right, the contents of these 10 words. And you see the 10 words are they are. What is the contents to elaborate more on it? Because very important, because he says, if the nation for which I am the King of Kings. So if we claim, right, if we say yea and amen to the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, then we must also follow and accept this. First and foremostly, not only to speak about historical Christina, the true followers of the Messiah in the country known as, or the territory known as the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, and Yemen and Ethiopia, you know, both sides of the Yam Suf, the Et Rabahir, the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, right, but also being actively Messiahites. Another way of saying Christian, according to the context, is Messiahite, Meshahawiyah. So stay tuned. More to come. Come forward, Jah willing. Yes, I. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom to the fellow disciples, fellow Talmudim, near and far, and also to others who are hearing this word. Remember, he says, the Black Messiah, the King Messiah, the Davidic King, says, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Selah. Pause.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Full right here.
Yes, sir. Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzar Must Lalo Huluro Yemenaka.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Well, now, let's ask the question, what happens when the nation does not follow that? See, what happened was that the kingdom was taken from Yisrael, or from the Yehudi, the Jews of the first century, and fully given over to the children of the Ethiopians. Because we had to do a bid, the prophecy, the consequences for disobedience, 400 years fulfilled. So what happened? The kingdom returns, and that stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, even that establishment of sovereignty in that sovereign entity, sending his angel, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan, over here as a special emissary to Black America and to the Israelites in the Americas and the Caribbean, yes, side Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So we Jah people, if we do it Jah way, it will work. What does he say?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Let's take His Majesty's advice, advice to young people's advice to all. And let's just elaborate a little more. We still have today's daily psalm, Psalm 138, going to come forward with it right now, or after this right here. A little elaboration. Got 18 minutes on the live stream, about 18 minutes. And we have another Iowa Jah willing to get into more of the full of today's daily psalm, Psalm 138, Mizmor Kof Lamed Chet LeDawid of David. It's thanksgiving to Hailahim, to the power. The key word of the psalm is thanks. Thanks in the Hebrew, Toda, in the Royal Amharic Mishkana. Going to ride up with verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, also the Hebrew, coming forward. The interpreter of the people's sense of gratitude, LeDawid of David. The psalmist acknowledges indebtedness to Egziab here, to sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Egziab Her. It's a trinity in Egziab here, the sustainer, the father, the excellent. Ainai's indebtedness to Egziab here, to Ha Elohim, Halahayim, Hailahim, the power, for his saving acts. Even his word sound, the Afid Negus Neges, is a saving act. In the beginning was the word. These will so impress the kings of the earth, the rulers, the politicians, the statesmen, all the ones of Gentiles, the kings of the earth, that they too will come and give thanks, young for Isis, to him, to Hailahim. The composition has the title, the psalm, today's psalm, coming up. LeDawid of David, of the well-beloved, to which the LXX, the Septuagint, it adds of Haggai, the prophet Haggai, and Zechariah. Interesting, the name Zechariah, Zakar in the Hebrew, has a twofold meaning. One, Zakar, to remember, and the other, Zakar, male. as Zakar and Nekebal. He made them male and female Zakar, the remembrance of Yah, of He Who Be, the Zakar of Yah, the Zakar, the male of Jah. Love that Super Cat tune, One Man and One Man Alone. So the Septuagint adds to of David, of Haggai, and Zechariah. Some say perhaps originally a Davidic psalm. This was Davidic chant, the Davidic liturgy, the Kedase, the Kaddish. And it was re-edited here in the Psalter in the Book of Psalms for liturgical, for the Isla use, after the restoration, after that restoring, that renaissance, that restoration of the kingdom, as I and I, after the 400 years, should diligently work and labor for the restoration. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. But here, let's elaborate, look a bit right here on the 10 words called the 10 commandments. As Matthew says, that his advice to all is to fulfill. Hear the 10 words
called the 10 commandments. Hear the 10 words of the commandment. Hear from Shemot Yitro Kaf, from Exodus chapter 20. Why daber Elohim et kol hadbarim haele lemor. And Elohim spoke, why daber Elohim, all these words, et kol hadbarim haele, saying lemor. First word of the 10 words of the Esaret HaDibarim, first word or first command, quote unquote, the first word of the mitzvah, of the commandment. Anoki Yahweh Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretza Mitzrayima Mibeta Ebadim. I be He Who Be Who He Be Thy Elohim. Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be He Who Be Who He Be Thy Elohim. Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretza Mitzrayim, who brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim. Mi Beita Ibadim, out of the house of bondage. So the first of the 10 words, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be He Who Be Who He Be, the I, male, the I Elohim, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka. The second word, verse 3, Exodus chapter 3. Lo yihye leka Elohim achrim al panai. Thou, the I, shalt not have. Lo yihye leka, for the I, Elohim achrim. Elohim of others. Others, Elohim, after gods, other people, gods, Elohim, Acharim, Alpanai. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. The second of the 10 words, Lo Yihye Lika, Lo Yihye. The third word, verse 7 of Exodus chapter 20, Lo Tisa. Thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up. Lo tisa et shemi Yahweh Eloheka lashawah. Ki aloha yinakeh Yahweh et asher yisa et shemo lashawah. The third word, lo tisa, lo tisa. Thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up. The name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of He Who Be Who He Be, thy Elohim, in vain. Lo tisa et shemi Yahweh Eloheka lashawa. For Yahweh, Jehovah, He Who Be Who Be, will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Ki lo yinakeh Yahweh et asher yisa et shemo lashawa. So the first three words, Anoki Hashem. Anoki Yahweh Loheka. I be he who be we be thy Elohim. Second word, Lo Yihyeh Leka. Thou shalt not have for the eye. Lo Yihyeh. Lo Yihyeh Leka. Third word, Lo Tisa. Thou shalt not take, thou shalt not lift up. The fourth word, the fourth of the 10 words, Zakor et yom hashabata lekadisho. Remember, Zakor et. Remember, Zakor et yom hashabat lekadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et yom hashabat lekadisho. The fifth word, kavid et avika ve et imeka le maana ya erekuna ya meka al hadama asher Yahweh Eloheka noten lak. Ana kavid, ana kavid et. The fifth word, the fifth word, kavid et. Ana, ana, avika, thy father, we'eta, imeka, and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, giveth thee. First five words, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, Anoki Hashem, Lo Yihyeh Leka, Lo Tisa, Zakor et, Kaved et. The sixth word, Lo Tirzach, Lo Tirzach, thou shalt not murder. The seventh word, Lo Tinaf, thou shalt not commit adultery. The eighth word, Lo Tignob, thou shalt not steal. The ninth word, Lo Ta'inne Bi'ra'ika Eda Shaker, thou shalt not answer against your neighbor, witness lying, a lying witness. Thou shalt not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo Ta'inne, thou shalt not answer. The tenth word, Lo Tachmod, thou shalt not covet. Lo Tachmod Beita Ra'ika, thou shalt not covet the bait, the house of Ra'ika, of thy neighbor. Lo Tachmod Esheta Ra'ika, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's eshet, oset, thy neighbor's wife. Lo tachmod esheta reika we abdoa wa matoa we shoro wa chemoro we call ashera le reika. Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything, nor anything, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So here, 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 the 10 words called the 10 commandments, the Esareta Debari, Anoki Hashem, Lo Yihyeh, Lo Tisa, Zakor Et, Kabed Et, Lo Tirzach, Lo Tinaf, Lo Tignob, Lo Ta'inne, Lo Tachmod.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the 10 commandments.
Fulfill the 10 commandments.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha,
לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח. לא תנאף. לא תגנוב. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Commandments were given by Jah unto Moses on the table of stone. The Ten Commandments. Commandment 1. Thou shalt have no other God but one God. One God. Commandment 2. Thou shalt have no graven image of God. Commandment 3, thou shalt not call the Lord thy God name in vain. Call the Lord thy God with that holy guilty that taketh his name in vain. Commandment 4, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, holy, holy. Commandment 5, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon this land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Commandment 6, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Commandment 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery. Commandment 8, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. Commandment 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Commandment 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's good, nor anything, nor thy ox, nor anything. And that was the Ten Commandments, given to the inspiration by Prince Farah. Rastafari! Rastafari! Commandment 1. Thou shalt have no other God but one God. One God. Commandment 2, thou shalt not bring no graven image unto I, I now go worship thou. Commandment 3, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God name in vain, cause the Lord God will not hold you guilty that taketh his name in vain. Commandment 4, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, holy, holy. Commandment 5, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon this land, this Lord thy God. Commandment 6, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. Commandment 7, no adultery, no adultery. Commandment 8, thou shalt not steal. Commandment 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Commandment 10, thou shalt not envy thy neighbor's good, nor thy ox, nor anything.
And so here, the ten commandments. Gonna ride up right here. We got like a minute left before the grace for this podcast. Been having some trouble with T-Mobile. We have T-Mobile as well. And on that particular line, the T-Mobile, Sprint, Metro, PCS, they're charging people like a penny per minute. you know, a penny per minute to call into chat lines, so forth and so on. So one of the ones that encounter that, that has nothing to do with I and I, not trying to make a penny per minute, none of that comes to I and I. Hopefully one's going to hear I and I pretty clear right here. Going to ride up with today's psalm, or the psalm for the 2nd of August, according to the conversion of the calendars. Psalm 138.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav, zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho, kabed et avicha ve'et immecha, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane ve'reacha ed shaker, lo tachmod bet re'echa.
Yes, yes, yes. So Psalm 138 for the 2nd of August. Here, the plain KJV. Gonna write up the Royal Amharic and go through a verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzahaf Kedus, the rightful name the Bible bears, the Book of the Seven Seals. Here. Low degrees to high degrees, KJV.
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own hands.
Yes, 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 oh yeah. Forsake not the works, I and I be the works of his majesty's hands. Right here. The King of Kings Bible, the Metzaf Kedus, the Authorized Revised 1961 Bible, and the Amharic Native Reader right here. From His Majesty's Bible, Kamala Hadassalasi, the Book of the Seven Seals, Abraham Abude. Today's song.
Mazmur Matosalasa Sabat. Bak Anuf Matosalasa Sement. Yedawit Mazmur. Abitu Bafits Libyama Saginhal. Yafi Nagar Samtahinyalina. Bamal Aktifit Izamr Lal. ወደ ቅዱስ መቅደስህ ሰግዳለሁ ስለ ምሕረትህና ስለ እውነትህ ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍ ከፍ አድርገሃልና በጠራሁህ ቀን በፍጥነት አድምጠኝ ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጸናሃት አቤቱ የምድር ነገሥታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል ያፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ይዘምራሉ የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከርቁ ያውቃል በመከራ መካከል እንኳን ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ተዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል.
And here, verse by verse, precept upon precept, line upon line.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Here, today's psalm. In the Royal Amharic from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus, and here from the Mezmura Dawit, Psalms of David, the Parallel Bible, published by LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society. Hear today's psalm, Mezmur Dawit, Meto Salasa Sabat, Bekintfwist, Meto Salasa Sement. Psalm 138. Ye Dawit Mezmur, a psalm of David. Of David, Ye Dawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, Isis, an intonation. Besama'av, wa Walid, wa Menfes Kadus, Ahadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, hear today's psalm. Mezmur Dawit. Meto Salasa Sabat, Bekinfwist, Meto Salasa Sement. Psalm of David, Psalm 138, Ye Dawit Mezmur, a Psalm of David, Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Avetu, Befitzum Libe, Amesegin Halo, Yafen Negara Semtehinyalina, Be Melaikta Fita Zemir Lahalo. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise, Isis, to thee, to the I, male. Abirtu. O Father, his Father, Father of the house, Abirtu. Befitzum lebe amesegin halo. Befitzum, fitzum, perfect, complete. Befitzum lebe. My heart in my complete heart by way of a perfect heart, a complete heart, befitzum lebe, amesegin halo. I will praise the eye, amesegin halo. Yafen a negara semtehinya lina. Of my mouth, the thing of my mouth, the matter of my mouth, semtehinya lina. Now, here, in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, and if we check the Septuagint, we should see this same addition right here, in today's psalm, Mezmur Dawit, Meto Salasa Sabat, Psalm 137 in the ancient manuscripts, Bekintfwist, in the parentheses, Meto Salasa Sement. Psalm 138. So here in Kut'ar'an, here in the first verse, we have this phrase that is not in the English KJV. Ye'afen neger semtehinyalina. Ye'afen, afe, of my mouth, ye'afen, of my mouth, neger, the thing, the matter, the word, ya'afin neger, the subject, like the subject matter, thing, the word of my mouth, semtehinyalina, the I, male, have heard I, for the I, male, have heard I. So here, just in looking at the Septuagint right here, Here, I confess to you, exomologesomai, soy, I confess to you, kriye, O Lord, in hode kardia moi, with whole heart my, with my whole heart, in hode kardia moi. And then it goes on to say, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth. Here, as we have in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mezmur Dawit, the Psalms of David, of the King of Kings Bible, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have this verse, Ya'afen Neger Semtehinyalina, corresponding with the Koine Greek, Hoti, Ekusas ta heremata to stomatos moi, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth. Ya'afen neger, of my mouth neger, the saying, the matter, semtehinyalina, for you heard. Hoti ekusas ta heremata to
stomatos moi. And then it continues as we have here, kai enation agelon salmo, salo, salo soa, salo soa. Here, metaf kedus says, bemelaikt feet, izamir lehalo. Now the KJV reads, before the gods will I sing praise to thee. Before the gods. As in the Septuagint, kai, and enantion, enantion before, agelon, 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 angels. Salo, salo, soy, salo, soy. I shall strum to you. I shall strum is zemer lahalo. I will chant Isaac, psalm, zemer, mezmur, zemer, is zemer lahalo. But here has been melaikt, melaikt, the melaikt, 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 is the angels, be melaikt feet, in front of the angels, in the presence, the face of the angels, is amur lahalo. I will chant Isis. Here the Hebrew, neged Elohim, it zamreka, izamreka, izamreka, izamur lahalo, izamreka, chant Isis, sing praises, sing Isis. But here, neged, neged, in front of, before, opposite of, neged, Elohim, before Elohim, and the translation in the presence of the mighty, Hebraically in the Yehudi version, the Sefer Tehillim, the KJV, before the gods, the Elohim, bemelaik tefita zemur lahalo, before the gods, before the angels, before the messengers, face, presence, I will chant Isis to the I male. Izamur lehalo, lehalo, to ha, to the I, speaking directly to he. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Wadek edusamek desi isegdalo. Sila meheretihina sila unete. Simhinimma mesignalo, behulu like adusa simhin kef kef adrgahalina. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Wede kedusa mekdesi isegdalo, wede toward kedus, holy mekdesi, holy place, the I, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship, literally I will prostrate, I will bow down, I will worship, I will prostrate, wede towards kedus, holy mekdesi, the I's male, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship toward thy holy temple. Sile mihiretihina sile unetih simhinim amesignalo. Hear, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Sile, because of mihiretih, 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 mihiret, mihiret, mihiretihina, because of thy mercy, mehiret, thy male mercy, and sila, because of eunete, 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 eunet, the truth, eunete, the I male truth, the I male verity, veritas, reality, and because of the I male truth, simhinim amesignalo, simhi, sim, sim, name, simih, the I male name, Simhinim, and because of thy male name and thy male name, Amesignalo, and thy male name, I will praise, I will give Miskana, Isis, Simhinim, Amesignalo, Silla, because of Mihiretihina, the I male mercy, and Silla Unetih, Simhinim, Amesignalo. Behulu laya kedusa Simhin, kef kef adr gahalina, Adurgahalina. For thou hast magnified Kef Adurgahalina. For the eye has made high, has magnified Behululai. Behulu, hulu, all, Behululai, upon all, Kedus, Kedus, holy, Simeh, 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 name, the I, male, holy name. Now here, in the KJV it says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. From the Royal Amharic, for thou hast made high thy interesting, thy word above all thy name. Here it says, Behulu lai upon all, Kedusa simehin, holy, the I holy name, Kef Kef Adurgahalina, Adurgahalina. So we have a slightly different reading here in the second verse. And here, let's see, since it diverges, let's see if it diverges right here. It diverges from the Hebrew key. Higadalta, made big, bigged up. Kia Higadalta, I'll call Shimka Imrateka, above. That has bigged up above all the I name, Shimka, the I male name, Imrateka, Imrateka, the eyes, thy word, in sense of thy word, thy speaking, thy word, Imrat, the eyes, Imrat, Imrateka. Here we have it as Behulu Lai, Kedusa Simehina, Kef Kef Adrugahalina. Adurgahalina. Here we have looking at the Septuagint right here, for you magnified above all name, you're holy. For you magnified above all name, you're holy. Hoti emegalin. And megalinas, and megalinas, hoti and megalinas, epiapan onoma to hagion son, hagion son, for you magnified above all name, pan onoma, onoma name, to hagion son. Tor Hagion Son, you're holy, for you magnify above all name, you're holy. Hoti emagalinas epipanonoma Tor Hagion Son. And here we have the Hululai Kedus, Simehina Kef Kef Adrugahalina, Adrugahalina, the Hululai above all Kedus. Holy, Simehin, 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 your name, Kef Kef Adrugahalina, Kuter Sos, verse 3. Bet Rahu Ken, Befitnet Adimtang, Nefsin Bechailih, Bizu Atzenahat. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me. And strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Bet rahu ken. Bet rahu rahu. I call upon the I male. Bet rahu ken. In the day that I call upon the I, call rahu. Call upon the I by name. Bet rahu ken. Bet fitnet. Quickly. Bet fitnet. Bet fitnet. Speedily, quickly, befitnet adimtang. Speedily, quickly, you paid attention to me. You paid attention adimtang, not just to hear, but you heard attentively adimtang, adimtang. Nefsin, my soul, my psyche, nefsin, Nefse, my soul, nefsein, with the direct object suffix marker, the ni, nefsein, be chaylih, chayil power, be by way of upon chaylih, the hi, the I male power, be bizu, enoughness, enough, much, bizu, be bizu, in much, at enahat. In much, enough, atzenahat. The I male has strengthened her, speaking of nefse, my soul, bechailih, by way of the I male power, bebizu, enough, enoughness, atzenahat. The I has strengthened her. Bet rahu kena befitneta dimtang. Nefseina bechailihi bebizu atzenahat. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Abietu. Ye mizr negestata hulu ya meseg nuhal. Ye afihina kalo hulu asemetewalina. All the kings of the earth shall praise, shall eyes the eye. Abietu. My father, his father, O father of the house. Abietu. Ye mizr negestata hulu. Yameseg nuhal, ye midr of the earth, negestata, kings, hulu, all of them, the totality of them. Yameseg nu, they will praise ha, the I, male. Yameseg nuhal. When they hear the words of thy mouth, ye afihin kal, ye afih. The I mouth, the I male mouth, speaking directly to he who he be, abetu. Ya'afihin kal, the word. Ya'afihin kal, the word of the I mouth. Hulu, all, semtawalina. They have heard all the words of thy mouth. Abetu. Ya'midr negestat hulu, ya'meseg nuhal. Yafihin kal hulu semtawalina. Kuter amis. Verse 5. Begziavir rima mengeda yizemral. Ye gziavir kuvr talak anuwinna. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of Egziavir, of the sustainer, the father, the excellent, the generous, the open-handed father, be'egziyavirim menged yizemralu. They shall sing in the ways of the sustainer, the ways of egziyavir. Ye'egziyavir kuvr talak anawinna. For great is the glory of egziyavir, the sustainer. Ye'egziyavir of egziyavir, of the sustainer. The sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, Father, Egzi, Abher, Kuvr, glory, Talak, great, important, Talak, great, important, Nawinna, for it is, for the glory, the Kuvr of Egziavir, is Talak, is great. Ye Egziavir, Kuvr, Talak, Nawinna. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Egziavir kef yale nuwinna. Wode chigrenyo chima yimeleketalinna. Tibitenyo chnim karuka yaukal. Though Egziavir be high, yet hath he respect to the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Egziavir sustainer, kef yale nuwinna, for he is high, for Egziavir sustainer, though the sustainer be high, Egziavir kef yale nuwinna, though he be kef high, wode chigren yo chim yameleketalinna, yet hath he respect. Yet he pays attention, yemeleketalina, for he pays attention, wode chigrenyoch, to the chigrenyoch, to the lowly or to the troubled. Chigur, chigrenyo, chwada chigrenyo chim, yumeleketalina. But the proud he knoweth afar off, to ibitenyo chinim, to ibitenyo, to ibitenyo, the proud, to ibitenyo chinim, karuk, from far, ruk, karuk, yaukan, he knows from far. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Bemekram mekakel inkwa behed, ante hiyao tadergenyale, bet alatoche kuta laya, ejochena tizergale, kenyehim tadininyalech. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou, I wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Be mekra mekakelin kwa behed. Be mekra, mekra, trouble, mekakel, in the midst. Be mekra mekakel, in the midst of trouble. In kwa, even though I walk, behed, behed, if I walk, even if I walk in the midst of trouble, bemekra mekakel in kwa behed, ante hiyao tadergenyale, hiyao tadergenyale, though thou wilt revive, ante, ante, the I male and another, ante, ante hiyao tadergenyale, thou wilt hiyao, life, life, liberty, tader genyale, tader gen ale, tader gen ale, tader genyale, the I will do life for me, will do life, will cause me to live, the I will cause me to live, ante hiyao, tader genyale, bet alatoche kut alai, ejochen tizaregale. Thou, the eye shall stretch forth tizaregale, stretch forth thine hand. Here, 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 ejochen. Ah, my hands, the eye will stretch forth my hands. And here, 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 we have another divergence right here from the KJV. It says, bet latoche, against my latoche, my haters, bet latoche, upon my haters, kuta, kuta, anger, bet latoche, kuta, lie, 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 above, bear by way of, on, latoche, my haters, kuta, anger, lie, upon my haters, my enemies, anger or wrath of mine enemies, ejochein, ejoche, my hands. So here, 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 we have ejoche, ejoche, my hands, tizaregale, 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 the eye will stretch forth my hands. Here the KJV has stretched forth, right, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands. But here, 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 jochen, tizaregale. Here, in looking at the Septuagint here reads basically the same. Against the anger of mine enemies, you stretch out your hands. So the sense in the KJV, in the Septuagint, as well as in the Hebrew, we have al af oibai. Tishlach yadeka, all upon af, anger, oibai, mine enemies, tishlach, to send, stretch forth, to send, tishlach yadeka, stretch forth thy hand, thou stretchest forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. But here, 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 in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals of Mezmura Dawit, here we have ejochen tizaregale. at your chain. My hands, you will stretch forth my hands against the wrath of mine enemies. Kenyahim tadinanyalich, tadinanyalich, kenyahim tadinanyalich. And thy right hand, kenyah, right hand, the ken, right hand, kenyah, thy right hand, and thy right hand, kenyahim tadinanyalich, tadinanyalich. Alech, tadinen, alech, tadinenyalech, tadinenyalech. She shall save me. And thy right hand, she shall save me. Kenyahim a tadinenyalech, as the right hand is often termed in a feminine sense, Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically. So right here, b'mekra mekakel in kwa behet, ante hiyao tader genyal, bet alatoche kut ala ijo chen tzargal, ken yehim ma tadinyalich. Here, kut el cement, verse 8. Egziaviha bizwatin, ye malislinyal, avetu. Mihirete lezlalemno avetu. Ye ijehinna sera chel atbel. The Lord, Exiavia, sustainer, will perfect that which concerneth me, concerneth I. Thy mercy avetu, my father's father, father of the house avetu, endureth for ever, forever. Forsake not the works, the works. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Egziaviha bidratina yemelisalinya. Bidratin. Egziaviha bidratin. Bidrat. Bidrat like a reward. Egziaviha sustainer bidrat yemelisalinya. Woe. Return to me, answer for me, reward, or reward me, will answer for me, reward. Exiaviher bidratin yemelis linyal. Avetu, my father's father, father of the house, mihirete lezlalemno, mihirete, mihiret, mercy, loving kindness, mihirete. The I, male, mercy, loving kindness, lezlalemno, is forever, lezle alem, to the worlds, the jumping, forever, mehiretih lezlalemno, avetu. O Father, my Father, O Father of the house. This also, avetu, another invocation on the Father, the name. We have it here. Here, KJV has the Lord and O Lord. Here we have Exiavihar, avetu, and another avetu, O Father, my Father, O Father of the house, avetu. Ye ijihin nasera, ye ijihin ijih, the I hand, ye ijihin of the eye hand, Sarah, the work of the eye hand, Ijehin Sarah, Chel Atabel, Chel Atabel. Don't disregard, don't regard as trife. Don't ignore the work of thy hand. Ye Ijehin Sarah, Chel Atabel. Hear today's song. Mezmore Dawit Meto Salasa Sabat Bekinswis Meto Salasa Cement Ye Dawit Mezmor Avetu Befitzum Lebea Mesegin Halo Yafe Negara Semtehinyalina Be Melaikta Fita Zamur Lahalo Wodek Edusa Mekdesse Segdalo Silla Mehiretihina Silla Unete Simhinim amesignalo. Behulu lai kidus simhin a kef kef adirgahalina. Bet rahu ena befit neta dimt ein nefsin bechailehe bebezuat enahat. Avetu, ye midr negestato hulua ye mesegnuhal. Yafe hinna kala hulu semtewalena. Beg ziavi rim men geda yzemral. Ye gziavi kuvr talak nuwina. Exiabre kef yalle nuwina. Wode chigrenyo chima yimeleketalina. Tibitenyo chinema karuka yaukal. በመከራ መካከል እንኳን በሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ በጥራቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ትዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች እግዚአብሔር በዝራቴና የመልስልኛ አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል
መዝሙር 137 በቅንፍ 138 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በፍጹም ልቤ አመሰግንሃለሁ ያፌን ነገር ሰምተኸኛልና በመላእክት ፊት እዘምርልሃለሁ ወደ ቅዱስ መቅደስህ ሰግዳለሁ ስለ ምሕረትህና ስለ እውነትህ ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍ ከፍ አድርገሃልና በጠራሁ ቀን በፍጥነት አድምጠኝ ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጠናሃት አቤቱ የምድር ነገስታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል ያፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔርም መንገድ ይዘምራሉ የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከርቁ ያውቃል በመከራ መካከል እንኳን ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ተዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል
And here, Shema'ah Yisrael, here, a Midrash on today's Psalm, a Mizmor Kof Lamed Chet. Psalm 138, Mizmor Kof Lamed Chet. A Psalm of David, I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. Odeka Bekol Libi. Of David, Lit David, I will give thee the thanks, O Deka, with my whole heart, the call lead be. Yishayahu, besides Isaiah said, even in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 7, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. Yabesh chatsir nabel tzitz. The grass withereth, yabesh chatsir, the flower fadeth, nabel tzitz, yabesh chatsir, nabel tzitz. When these things occur, what should you do? Then, as is written in the ninth verse of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 40, then, O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion. Get thee up into the high mountain. Al har gaboaha eli laka ne bashareta zion ha rimua ba koacha kolek. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. Al har gaboaha Eli laka mebashareta tion harimu abakwaha kolek. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel say, we are afraid of them that hate us. We are afraid of them that hate I and I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will answer, they that hate you are become like grass. That is, as long as they were standing, you had reason to fear them. But now that they have withered, the breath of Yahuwah Jehovah bloweth up on it. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 7. Ki ruach Yahuwah nashabah bo, because the breath, the spirit, the breath of Yahuwah Jehovah bloweth upon it. Ki ruach Yahuwah nashabah bo. What have you to fear? Therefore, O thou, the eye that tellest good tidings to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Hear Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 9. Harimi Aba Koacha Olek Nevashareta Yerushalayim Harimi Ala Tiarai. O thou that tellest good tidings, that tellest good tidings to Yerushalayim, Nevashareta Yerushalayim, lift up thy voice with strength, with strength. Lift up thy voice in strength. Harimi ba koacha kolek. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Harimi. Lift it up. Harimi. Al tirai. And be not afraid. Speaking to she. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel will say, they say, when shall we offer praise? When shall I and I offer Isis? When Ha'Elohim requites the wicked Harasha, the Rishaim, for their dealing. As it is said, even in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 15, as thou hast done, it shall be done to thee. Thy dealing shall return upon thine own head. Obadiah. Hear, verse 15. Kasher asita ye'aselaka gemulka yashuva de'rosheka. As thou the eye hast done, it shall be done to the eye. Kasher asita ye aselak. Thy dealing, gemulka, shall return, Yashu, upon thine own head, de rosheka. Ka'asher asita ye aselaka gemulka yashub de rosheka. What was Edom's dealing? Edom, dashed the little ones of Yisrael, of Israel, against the rock. For this reason, it is said, O Edom, happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Even here in Psalm 137, the ninth verse, Hebraically. Ashrei Sheyochez Weni Peita Eta Olalaik Illa Ha Salaa. Happy Ashrei shall he be that taketh Sheyochez. Ashrei Sheyochez. Happy shall he be that taketh Wenipeitza Eta Olalaik and dasheth thy little ones Wenipeitza Eta Olalaik against the rock Illa Hasala Illa Hasala Illa Hasala against the Salah against the rock Ashrei Sheyochez Weni Peita Eta Olalaik Illa Hasala. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth our little ones against the rock. Ashrei Sheyochez Weni Peita Eta Olalaik Illa Hasala. In that hour, in that hour, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, will give thanks with all their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, as is said, I will give thee thanks with my whole heart, Odeka Bekol Libi. Thus, like this, you will learn that as long as HaRasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones are in the world, they enslave the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and oppress and downpress them, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, cannot take breath to thank Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, with all their heart. But when the wicked HaRasha, when the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones wither away, then I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. Odeka bekolibi. Before the gods will I sing praise to thee, to the eye. Before the gods will I sing eyes to thee, to the eye. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm is Morkof Lamed Chet. Hear, hear, hear. The second part of the Aleph, the first verse. Neged Elohim, Izamreka, in the presence, before the God, in the presence of the mighty, will I sing praises, Isis, to thee, to the eye. Neged Elohim, Neged before Elohim, Izamreka, I will Zamar chant Isis. Izamreka, Izamreka, I will chant Isis to the eye, male. That is, before the judges of the Sanhedrin, the judges of the assembly, concerning whom it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus chapter 22, verse 27, that reads, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse, nor cuss, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Hear, hear, hear. In Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 22, verse 27, it is written, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Elohim, lo tikalela, nasiya be Ameka, thou shalt not revile Elohim, the God Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim, lo tikalel wit nasi bi ameka, nor cuss nor curse the ruler of thy people, lo taor, lo taor, Elohim, lo tikalela winasiya bi ameka, lo taor, thou shall not revile the gods, Elohim, lo tikalel. Lord tikalel, nor curse the ruler of thy people with nasi bi ameka lo taor. Or the phrase, before the gods, neged Elohim may refer to the prophets. The phrase Neged Elohim in today's psalm is Morkof Lamed Chet, the Aleph, the second part of the first verse. Neged Elohim, Izamreka, Neged Elohim, before the Elohim, before the gods, may refer to the prophet Hanabim, the prophets who are called gods, who are called Elohim. As it is said, Moses, the man, the God. As it is said, Moshe, the man, the God. And here, Midrash note, here we have this even in Psalm 90. Ish Ha Elohim, literally the man of Elohim, the God, the man, Ha'ish Ha'Elohim. And here an example, First Chronicles chapter 23, verse 14, full of verse in the KJV that reads, now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. Moshe, Ish Ha'Elohim. Banayowa Yikara'u Al Shevet Ha'Lewi. Here. Now, Moses, now concerning Moshe, the man of God. Ish Ha'Elohim. Moshe, Ish Ha'Elohim. Ish Moshe, the man, Ish, the God, Ha'Elohim. And as it is also said, even in 1 Shmuel, Samuel chapter 2, verse 27, where it reads, there came a man, a God, to Eli. Vayavo Ish Elohim il Eliya Vayomer Elayo Kohamar Yahua He Nigloa Nigletiya Illa Beta Vika Bia Hiyotama Bemitraima Li Beta Paro. Here, the fuller verse, 1 Samuel, Samuel chapter 2, verse 27. And there came a man of Elohim, of God, to Eli, and said to him, thus like this saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, did I plainly appear to the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? Vayavo Ish Elohim il Eliya Vayomer Elayo Kohamar Yahuwah He Nigloa Nigleti il Beita Avika Behiyotam Behmitraim Lebeita Paro. And here Midrash notes, literally in the Hebrew, this is a man of God, Ish Elohim, Vayavo, and we came and came. Wayabo, Ish, man, Elohim, a man of Elohim. Even after death, the prophets, Hanabim, the prophets are called Elohim, gods. As you find it said of Shemuel, of Samuel, I saw gods ascending out of the earth, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 13. I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Wayomer laha hameleka alatiyari kima ra'it watomera ha'isha el shaol Elohim ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. And the king said to her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said to Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And the king said to her, Wayomer laha hameleka alatiri, be not afraid, kima ra'it, what seest thou? Kima ra'it watomer ha'isha. And she said, the woman said, El Shaul to Saul, Elohim, ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. I saw gods, Elohim, ascending out of the earth. Elohim, ra'iti, olim, min ha'aretz. Accordingly, here, before the gods, neged, Elohim, before the Elohim will I sing praises, Isis, to thee, chant Isis to the eye. Neged Elohim, I zamreka, I will chant Isis, I zamreka, mezmur, chant Isis, neged Elohim, I zamreka, this means that even under the weight of the judgments upon I and I, we will sing praise, we will sing Isis, to thee, to the eye. Neged Elohim izamreka. Even under the weight of the judgment upon us, we, I and I, will sing Isis, 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 praise to thee, I. I will bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name. Hear, the bait. Hear the second verse, the bait verse. Eshetachwe illa hekalak ad sheka w'odeh eta shemeka. I will bow down, I will prostrate, I will worship. Eshetachwe. Eshetachweh, I will worship, prostrate, bow down. Eshetachweh, illa hekalak ad sheka, to thy temple holy, thy holy temple. Hekalak ad sheka, we odeh, and give thanks. We odeh, eta shemeka, and give thanks to Shemeka, to the I name, thy male name. As scripture says, even in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 15 to 16, where it reads, the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee.
thou shalt not fear evil anymore. Thou shalt not fear evil anymore. In that day it shall be said of Jerusalem, fear thou not, O Zion, let not thy hands be slack. Here, Zephaniah, chapter 3, here, verse 15 and 16, which reads, Hesir Yahuwah Misha Patayik Pinaoibek Melech Israel Yahuwah Bekarbek Lo Atia Rei Ra'od Bayom Hahua Yeamira Liarushalai Ala Tia Rai Sion Ala Yerpua Yadaik Jehovah, he who be have taken away thy judgments. Hey, Sir Yahuwah, Misha Patayik. Here speaking to she. Hey, Sir Yahuwah, Misha Patayik. Jehovah, have taken away thy judgments. Pinaoibek, he has cast out thine enemies. Pina Oibek, the king of Israel, even Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, is in the midst of thee, Melech Yisrael, Yahweh, Bekarbek, speaking to she, thou, speaking to she, shall not fear evil anymore. Shall not fear evil no more. Lo, tiri ra'a od. Bayom ha'huwa ye amira li Yerushalayi. Ala tiri Sion ala yirpua yadayik. In that day, bayom ha'hu. In the day, the he, in that day. Bayom ha'hu. It shall be said, Yea Amir, it shall be said, Yea Amir, Li Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim, Yea Amir, Li Yerushalayim, Ala Tirai, fear thou not, speaking to she, Ala Tirai, Al-Tirai, fear thou not, speaking to she. Zion, ala yirpo yadaik. O Zion, Zion, ala yirpo yadaik. Yadaik, thy hand, speaking to she, yadaik. Let them not be slack. Ala yirpo yadaik. Hey, Sir Yahuwah Misha Patayik, Pina Oibek, Melech Israel, Yahuwah Bekarabek, Lo Atiyarei Ra'od, Bayom Hahu, Yeamir Li Yerushalayi, Ala Tirai, Tzion Ala Yerpu Yadayik. So, after Harasha, after the ratchet, Harishaim, the ratchet ones have withered away, faded away from the earth, from the earthly plane, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of the Tsar, the Prince of El, the Almighty, will praise, will Isis, will praise HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And when HaHikal, when the temple and its holy shrine are rebuilt, in that hour, I will bow down, will worship, will prostrate towards thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name for thy mercy and for thy truth. Eshtachwa illa hikalak arshaka. We odeta shemeka. Allah hasadeka. We Allah emiteka. I will bow down. Eshtachwa. I will prostrate. Eshtachwa. I will worship. Eshtachwa illa hikalak arshaka. To the Hekah, the temple, Kadeshekah, of thy islandness, to thy holy temple, Hekala Kadeshekah, with Odeh, and give thanks, Odeh, with and Odeh, and giving thanks, and I giving thanks, with Odeh, Eta Shemekah, to thy name, thy male name, Shemekah, Al Chasidekah, for thy mercy, all up on Chasideka. I will give thanks to the eye. I will give thanks to the eye, male name. Upon, up on Chasideka, all Chasideka, with Allah emiteka. And for or on thy truth. On thy mercy and on thy truth, with Odeh Eta Shemeka, I will praise the I male name, Al Chasideka. On thy mercy, thy loving kindness, with Al Emiteka, and on the I truth, the I reality. Lama ze, wherefore? Because thou, the I, has magnified thy name and thy word above all things, above all things, above all things. Hear, 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 the full of the bait, the second verse. Kia, he gadalta, ki, he gadalta, al kola shemeka, imrateka. Key four, he gadalta, for the eye has magnified, the eye has bigged up, the eye has made big, magnified, has bigged up. Kia, he gadalta, the eye male has magnified, has bigged up. Kia, he gadalta, al kol shemeka, up on all shemeka, the eye name. Imrateka, the I word. Some translate this as, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Kia higadalta al kola shemeka imrateka, or thou hast magnified thy name and thy word above all things. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, will say to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, thou hast made thy name and thy word greater than all things that thou didst promise us, promise I and I, through HaNabi, through the prophets. And what didst thou promise? Not merely as is written in Eul, in Joel chapter 3 verse 1, not merely, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hear, hear, Yoel, Yoel, Joel chapter 3, the Aleph, the first verse, Wehaya Achrei Kain Eshpocha Eta Ruchi Al Kol Basar. And it shall come to pass with Haya, with Haya, and it shall come to pass Achrei Kain, afterward, it shall come to pass afterward, Eshpoch, I will pour, Eshpoch, I will pour Eta Ruchi, Ruchi, my spirit, my iris, al kol basar, upon all, al kol basar, upon all basar, upon all flesh. Wehaya achrei kein, eshpoch,
et ruchi, al kol basar. But also it is written even in Yoel, in Joel chapter 4 verse 18, it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down sweet wine. It shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down sweet, sweet wine. Wehaya bayom ahahu yitfu aheharim asis. And it shall come to pass in that day, wehaya bayom hahu, and it shall be wahaya bayom, in the day, hahu the he, in that day, wahaya bayom hahu yitfu, they shall drop heharim, the mountains asis sweet wine, wahaya bayom hahu yitfu heharim asis. Hence, here scripture says, even in Yoel, in Joel, chapter 2, verse 21, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice. Al tiri edama, gili with samachi. Fear not, O land, fear not. Al tiri, speaking to she, al tiri, speaking to she, al tiri edam gili u semachi usmachi usmachi gili, be glad, speaking to she, gili gili, be glad u semachi, and rejoice, gili u smachi semachi, and rejoice, be glad and rejoice. Al tiri edam gili usmachi. Rejoice. Wherefore rejoice? Where? Lama. Wherefore? Why? Rejoice. Because, as the verse goes on to say, Jehovah Yahuwah will do great things. Jehovah will do great things. Great things. Kia higadil Yahuwah la esot. For Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Jehovah, hath done great things. Or Yahuwah, Jehovah will do. Kia higadil Yahuwah la esot. For Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath done great things. For he who be who he be will do great things. Kia higadilio la esot. Hence, here it is also written in Psalm 126, the bait, the second verse, Hebraically. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community, Yahweh Jehovah hath magnified to do with them. Yahweh hath magnified to do with them. Azimalea sechokapinu ulishonenu rinna azayomru bagoyim. Higadil Yahuwah la esota aim ele. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. As then yimale filled sechok laughter pinu our mouth. As yimale sechok apinu. O lishonenu rinna